attendeth my way. When sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to that cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. We need to keep praising God. Hallelujah. Because if you really think about what that song is saying, you ought to be able to say hallelujah all the time. See, when it's well with my soul, I cannot have a penny in the bank, but it's still well with my soul. When it's well with my soul, I may not have a friend in the world, but it's still well with my soul. When it's well with my soul, the doctors may have given me a bad report, but it's still well with my soul. When it's well with my soul, I may not have a roof over my head, but it's still well with my soul. Why is it well? Because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he promised never to leave me nor forsake me. He promised to supply all my needs. And he promised he'd be with me even until the end of the world. So as long as I've got Jesus, it is well with my soul. So let's just give the Lord a bit praise that we can say it is well. Because I know Jesus and Jesus loves me, it's always well with my soul. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for this choir and these musicians, director, and everybody. Amen. We go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name now, I just pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I do bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity of Jehovah God, to my sisters and brothers of the ministry of Jesus Christ. I thank you for this being here this morning, your continued support and your love to the officers and the members of Roanoke Salem and those who are visiting. We just welcome you all here in the name of the Lord. Ushers, you all can sit down. Thank you so much. Let's give our ushers a hand. Amen. They are so faithful. Every Sunday on their post, and you know, they're just so faithful. Sometimes it's easy to take them for granted, but we don't want you to think that we take you for granted, because we don't, because it's not easy doing what you do either. Amen. Amen. To Reverend Dr. Lofton, Veronica Lofton, who is so humble that even after preaching at the church, the Lord has given her to pastor this morning at 9 o'clock, she still will come and be supportive of the Roanoke Salem Church family. I thank the Lord for her. Becoming a pastor has not made her get the big head, as they say. That's not who she is at all. Let us go now to the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 6. Because this is Youth Month, and as I said in my earlier comments this morning before we officially started service, not that every sermon this Sunday will necessarily be a youth-oriented sermon, but this one, this first Sunday is, this one is. So young people, and I'm so glad. See, that's how good God is, because I was at the house this morning, and I was wondering. I said, Lord, might not be but one or two kids in the church, and I look here, and there's kids, they're young folks, and not just young children, teenagers and young adults all across the congregation. So that's my confirmation. This is the word the Lord had for me to preach today, because there's all ages, and this is now, adults, don't tune out on me. Not to say this is not something that can help you too, help us too, but our young folks, our young brothers and sisters, I want them to really pay attention this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read this from the New International Version. It says, verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Verse 3, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Church family, just for a few minutes, let us please reason together from this thought. Obey, honor, excel. Obey, honor, excel. We live in a time, and I don't think any of you all are surprised for me to say it, because I think most of you will agree. We live in a time when young kids and teenagers and young adults have been empowered to believe that they are just as wise and mature as older adults. Amen. If you watch your local news, if you watch TV shows, watch movies, watch YouTube or Facebook, look at Facebook, live streaming, anything, any other kind of social media platform, you'll often see young kids and teenagers talking and behaving in ways that most of us might say is disrespectful. Now, let me be very clear, they're not all that way. We've got some of the best young children and teenagers and young adults, I believe, anywhere who are members of this church. Amen, and I say that sincerely. And I think if you're from a visiting church, you can think of some in your church family. So it's not all of them, but it's still too many of them, at least from when we were raised, right? And it really bothers me when I see young kids and teenagers and young adults disrespecting mature grown folks, you know, talking back and talking sassy and cussing and all that stuff. And I know some of you might say, well, I'm old-fashioned and I'm old school. And you might tell me it's a new day and children are different than when they were 25, 30, 30, 50 years ago. And you're right. I agree. They are different. But I believe God's principles and God's practices never become outdated. See, there's some things God says they don't change. What we're reading into this, obey your parents and honor your father and mother. That doesn't change. I don't care how progressive we call ourselves getting. And so God says that children should obey their parents in the Lord. According to the Amplified Bible, that phrase, in the Lord, means that children should see their parents and grandparents and guardians as representatives of the Lord. I didn't know that. That's what that means when it says obey your parents in the Lord. That they should see us as representatives. So what does that mean to us as adults? We got to live like something. Because they ain't going to respect us if we living jacked up lives. Amen. And you wouldn't either. And you didn't. We just had it back in our day. We better not say nothing. But we didn't really respect folks that weren't living right. We knew we'd get the taste slapped out of our mouths if we said the wrong thing. But we got to live right if we want these young folks to show us that kind of respect. So and I fully acknowledge also, church family, I fully acknowledge that sometimes children don't have good parents. Sometimes children don't have good guardians. That's not their fault. You know, they don't pick who their parents are. They don't choose who they're. So sometimes we as the people over them, we're not what we should be. I acknowledge that. And it's heartbreaking when we learn about parents who won't work so they can provide for their children, for their basic needs. Amen. Sometimes we become angry when we learn about parents or guardians who have abused or harmed children. And there should be some godly anger behind that, because they are a precious gift to us from the Lord. Now, let me say this real quickly. All discipline ain't abusive. Now, we done got some folk that done gone crazy, in my opinion, the other way. See, some folks say you shouldn't even look at a child with a stern look. Oh, you abusing them. They messed up. They're going to be messed up if you don't get them straight in your house. Because when they get out there in this world, them folk out there ain't going to care about what you let them do in your house. Amen. Now, all discipline is not abuse. That you need to understand that. There's a right way and a wrong way to do anything. But we should be upset when we hear about abusive situations, but we should do everything we can as adults to help protect young children and teenagers when they don't have appropriate adult supervision in their homes. That's why we should step in. Thank God for social services and other. Thank God for opportunities to adopt children, you know, who may be parentless or whatever the case may be. Thank God for those folks and those who are willing to do those, who are willing to adopt kids and work with kids, because they need our help. Punishment from Jesus can go far beyond the laws of man. So I want to say now that when adults abuse children, there is an extreme punishment that comes from that. And God's punishment can go beyond the laws of man. Amen. Yeah, God don't have to put you in front of a court judge to punish you for abusing children. But for today, let's focus on how God says children are supposed to correctly respond to the authority of parents or other guardians or other significant adults in their lives. The message comes from this sixth chapter of a long, long, long letter. We call it a book that was written by the Apostle Paul. He wrote this to the Christians living in Ephesus. In the very first verse, Paul is instructing young children, teenagers, young adults to obey their parents, their guardians, and other significant adults in the Lord. Webster's Dictionary defines that word obey to mean to comply with orders, to comply with a command, to follow some directions that you've been given. Now, young people, y'all pay attention to this. My young brothers and sisters, y'all hear your pastor's heart on this. If parents or guardians or adults who have authority over you ask you to do something that is wrong, you don't have to obey them. No. Don't you do anything that you know is wrong. You know, if they ask you to lie or cheat or steal or anything else, if somebody who has authority over you, some adult person, asks you to say or do something that is wrong, you are not obligated to obey them. Amen. You should not be breaking the law just because somebody asks you to. You should not be doing wrong things, wrong behavior, because somebody that's an adult asks you to. God does not want you to obey anybody who's asking or telling you to do wrong. Amen? But don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. If your parents or guardians are not asking you to do something that's wrong, you should always obey them. Amen. If they're not asking you to do something that's wrong, you should always obey them. God doesn't say you have to understand what your parents ask you to do or the guardian. God doesn't say you have to like what they ask you to do. God doesn't say you have to agree with. It may not make sense to you. I heard that so often in my household. Somebody who will remain nameless that's close to me would often say, well, I don't understand that. You don't have to. All you have to do is obey. And I think between her mama and myself, she quickly figured out we meant what we said and we said what we meant. Yeah, we can't. No, you ain't got to understand it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. But you have to do it. Because we're your parents and we ask you to. Same thing applies to all y'all now. You don't always understand what your parents want you to, or your grandparents, whoever it is. You may not always understand. You may not always like it. But God says, obey. Now, I think most of us understand that when children grow up and when they're able to take care of themselves, they don't continue to obey their parents in the same way that when they were children or still living in a house. We all understand that. We want you to grow up. We want you to become adults. We want you to make your own money. We want you to stop eating my food. We want you to stop asking to drive my car. We want you to get out my pocket. We want that for you. God, yeah, well, we want it for you more than you want it for yourselves. Believe me, we want you to grow up one day and be on your own. Amen. So you don't obey in the same way when you become, grown ups yourself or you get out of the house. But young people, please still remember this. No matter how old you get, no matter how much you accomplish in the world, when you become a famous singer, Melody, when you become a famous singer, you still owe your parents a certain amount of respect. You still owe that guardian, that person that helped raise you, a certain amount of respect. You don't ever get too old to be disrespectful. And with respect in mind, let's look at verse number 2. Let's move on to verse number 2. Paul says children should honor their parents. Amen. Paul says children should honor their parents. And Vine's expository dictionary for Old and New Testament words, the word honor translated from the Greek to English means to value or to glorify. Here's another way to think about that word honor in this sense. Children should always appreciate. Children should always value. They should always respect. They should always glorify their parents and their guardians. Now, that it's a different meaning of glorify here than when we glorify God. Amen. We glorify human beings because of what they do or what they have done. We glorify God because of who he is. Amen. That's the highest honor. That's the highest level of respect that we can give when we glorify God. And we glorify him just because of who he is. Because may I remind us that God created all of us in his own image. All human life belongs to God. But he gives us the freedom to choose right or to choose wrong. Ain't that something? Somebody has power and authority over you, and they let you make choices. But they let you choose. That's why we should glorify him. God gives us unconditional love. How many folks are willing to just, right where you're sitting, don't raise your hand, but how many of you are willing to be honest with yourself to say, if God did not give all of humanity unconditional love, I wouldn't be saved right now. I wouldn't be sitting in church right now. Things would not be as good as they are with me right now if Jehovah God was not a God of unconditional love. The greatest evidence of God's love is that God the Father sent Jesus to die for the sins of every human being, past, present, and future. That's why we glorify God. We glorify him just because of who he is. We owe God everything. And if he says children should honor parents, then that's what we as children should do. Grown children as well as young children. All of us, that's what we should do. Not just because we feel obligated to obey God, it's because we should want God to be pleased with us. Yeah, we shouldn't do it because you shouldn't do what your parents say do just because, they my parents and they making me do it. No, you should want your parents to be pleased with you. You should want your grandparents, those older aunts and uncles to help raise you, folk in the church family. Y'all should want us to be happy for you and pleased with your lives because we want to be pleased with you. We want the best for you. Amen. The more we please God, the more and greater he rewards us. And I can prove that. I can prove what I just said by finishing verse 2 and moving on to verse number 3. Go back to verse 2. After Paul writes that children should honor their father and their mother, he writes that this is the first commandment from God with a promise. If you go back to Exodus, don't go there now, but Exodus 20, verse 12, you'll find the Ten Commandments. You might want to make that a note in your, because sometimes folks wonder, well, where is the Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments are found in Exodus chapter 20 and 12. Starts at 2. Honor your father and your mother is the fifth of the commandments, but it's the first one with a promise. Here's the promise. If we honor our parents, as God tells us to do, we will excel. If we honor our parents, we will excel. Let me define excel. Excel means to do above average. To excel means to go beyond the norm. To excel means to succeed. So if we honor our parents as God tells us to, we have a promise. What's that promise? The promise is that you will excel. We will be successful in whatever we do. Young folks, y'all want to be successful in life? Honor your parents. Show your parents the respect that they deserve. God himself said, if you do that, he says you're going to excel. Let me tell you a little bit about that promise, and we're moving on to verse 3 now. God says about that promise, he says that if we honor our parents, it will go well with us, and we will enjoy long life. When Paul says it will go well with you, he's saying we will excel in life. The promise is our reward for honoring our parents, our guardians. If God is for us, it doesn't matter who will be against us. Amen. Nobody will be able to block our blessings if we trust and obey God. If we do what God said do. What did he say do? He said honor your father and your mother. So if we do that, nobody will be able to block our blessings. You know why? 1 John chapter 3 verse 22. This is what it says. And whatever we ask, we receive from God because we keep his commandments. And we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Amen. Whatever we ask, we will receive from God Because we keep his commandments. What commandments? Obey your parents. Honor your father and mother. We can ask what we will, and we're going to receive it because we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. It will go well with you. What will go well with you? School will go well with you. Honor your parents. School will go well with you. Relationships will go well with you. I'm talking about your relationship with your male friends, your female friends, your general friends you have. It will go well with you. What else will go well with you? Opportunities. People will recognize what it is and the gifting that God. Daria was here last Sunday, and we talked about the fact that she got recognized by Duke University. Already, she's just in the sixth grade. Duke University already found her because she's doing well. But I know she honors her parents. I know she honors her grandmother. I know she honors her great-grandmother. I know she honors her daddy. I know she does. She tries her best to. No child is perfect. We adults not perfect. But that young lady, she's not the only one. I was talking to, I told Christian upstairs how his uncle, your husband, told me last week, saw him in town somewhere, and he was talking about, work that needs to be done around the house, and we were just kind of having that conversation. And he was saying how Christian helps him so much, with cutting the grass and other types of things that he needs done. And he said, Christian is so eager and willing to just step in and give him help. He said, every once in a while I throw him a few dollars. But the point is, it's not Christian's not doing it because for the few dollars, because he was doing it before he started getting a few dollars. See, that tells you something. See, he was willing to do those things before he was given some money, right? Long before then. So now that he's older and he can do more, his uncle is willing to, say, okay, I'm going to reward you a little bit in a different way. But that's honor. I told Christian, I said, Christian, that's wonderful. God will bless you. He's going to continue to richly bless you because that's a way of showing honor. Let me tell you some other ways, young folks, y'all can show honor to your parents and grandparents, why I'm thinking about it. First of all, pray for them. Pray for them. You ought to every once in a while just tell God, thank you for giving me the mama I have, the daddy I have. They might not be the best parents, but God says, just say thank you. Ask the Lord, Lord, help my mommy, help my daddy be the best mommy, the best daddy they can be. My mom and daddy not together. Don't worry about it. That's not your fault. Don't get hung up on that. I know you want them together, but that's okay. That's okay if they're not together, but pray for them still. You still pray for your daddy, even if he's not in the house. You still pray for your mama, even if she's not in the house. You pray for them anyway. You ask the Lord to bless them. Here's another way you can honor your parents, honor your grandparents. Every once in a while, tell them thank you. Just tell them thank you. You know what they do for you every day? They work or they have worked, whatever money, whatever resources they had to earn that. When your mama gets up and goes to work 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, come home 4 or 5 in the afternoon, she's tired. She's doing that. Not just for herself. Your daddy works those long hours, grandparents, because they want you to have a better life too. So every once in a while, just tell them thank you. I promise you, my daughter can get anything in the world that I have as long as she says thank you. That's all. All I have to know is that she appreciates it. If I know she appreciates it, she can get from me about whatever she wants that I can give her. And what I can't get from her and I don't have it, I'm going to come borrow it from Brother Jesse or from Nate. One of the two. I'm serious now. And she's a grown woman now. Well, she's an adult. But that's all we want. We just want you to say thank you. So pray for them. Tell them thank you. Here's the third thing you can do to honor your parents. Every once in a while, just do something that they told you to do, and they don't have to tell you to do it. Before they, the trash needs to be picked up. You need the trash needs to be pulled to the road, or your bed needs to be made up, or whatever it is, whatever little chores. You see your mama walking around the house picking up clothes behind you. Pick up your own clothes. Sometimes ask your daddy, well, look, daddy, come on, me and you, let's go in here and wash the dishes. Anything, do any little small thing. We appreciate that. That's honoring. That shows honor. Amen? Still in verse 3, and I'm going to get ready to finish. Paul says that it'll go well with you. And then he says, and that you will enjoy long life. It's God's will that we enjoy life on this side of eternity. I want everybody here to know this now. It's God's will. Listen now, listen to what I didn't say. I didn't say it's God's will that you be happy. That's not what I said, and that's not what I mean. It's God's will that you enjoy God's, enjoy life. Because enjoying life is different than being happy. Happy is conditional. Happy is situational. See, happy is something can happen today and I'm happy, and then tomorrow the same thing will happen and I'm all torn out the frame. That's happy. To enjoy life, to have the joy of the Lord, is no matter what state I find myself in, I still have joy in my life. So it's God's will that we enjoy life on this side of eternity. Let me give you some scripture. Joel 2 and 26, the prophet wrote God's words. He said, "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of your Lord God." Why? "Who has dealt wondrously with you." And listen, this is so important. "And God's people shall never be put to shame." He's dealt wondrously with you. What does that mean? He's been gracious, kind, and merciful that none of us deserve. And more importantly, he says, "And God's people will never be put to shame." There's a protection. There's a favor that comes over us when we obey our Lord. Young people, y'all not too young to learn that lesson. If you do what's right, God will take care of you. God will move some folk out your life that don't mean you any good. God, even if folks start talking about you, God will send somebody along and say, "No, don't talk about my friend." Yeah, that's my friend. You can talk about, you can say it, but you better not say it in front of me. You know, that's my friend. God will make sure that you will never put to shame. I'm closing now. To every child that's here this morning, to every teenager, to every young adult that hears this message, I want you to know that these three scriptures, God has given you the blueprint, the keys to become successful in life. Just in three scriptures, you got the blueprint right now that you can carry with you the rest of your life. Obey your parents. As long as they're not asking you to do anything that's wrong or illegal, obey your parents. Honor your father and your mother. Show them respect. Pray for them. Tell them thank you. Do some small things that you can do to be helpful around the house. And they don't always have to ask you or remind you to do it. If you do those things, God himself promises life will go well with you. You're going to enjoy a long life on this earth, and I'm foolish enough to believe God at his word. While you're living at home with your parents or your guardians, you must obey their authority. And when you're an adult, you still must honor your parents by giving them respect. If you obey and honor your parents, guardians, and adults with authority over you, God will help you excel. He will help you to succeed. He will elevate you to divine greatness in every area of your life. This message is for adults too, because every day that Jehovah God gives us on this side of eternity, we should obey him. Amen. We should honor him. Amen. We should praise God ourselves as adults for all that he has done for us. Well, what has he done for you? He woke you up this morning. That car you drove here is not yours, it's his, but he let you have it. He made a way for you to pay for it. He made sure there's gas in it. If you wake up in the United States of America as bad and jacked up as some things are, we still ought to say, thank you, Lord. Because some of y'all have been some places and y'all seen how some folk live in other parts of the world. We wouldn't make it. We couldn't make it because we're too spoiled. And that's all right. But what I'm saying is, don't take God's goodness for granted. Tell God thank you every day for all he's done. Amen. But most of all, we should thank God for Jesus. We should thank God for Jesus every single day, because Jesus is the one that the Lord Father used to save our souls. It's Jesus who really woke us up this morning. It's Jesus who started us on our way. It's Jesus who put the clothes on our backs. It's Jesus who put the food on our table. It's Jesus that we can turn to in the midnight hour when nobody else we can call. When people don't understand us, we can always turn and call on the name of Jesus. When we're feeling physically ill and the doctors say there's nothing else we can do, I got some witnesses here that Jesus will say, "I'm going to extend your life a little while longer. not only am I going to extend your life, I'm going to make it a good life. Whatever more time I give you, it's Jesus in who we move and we have our being. It's Jesus who's our protector. It's Jesus who's our defender. It's Jesus who's our way maker. It's Jesus who's our heart regulator. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus who went up on that cross on that Friday. It's Jesus who stayed there until he hung his head in his shoulders and gave up the ghost. It's Jesus who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's Jesus who said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. It's Jesus who went down in that borrowed tomb. It's Jesus who stayed there till that Sunday morning and got up. It's Jesus who got up with all power in heaven, on earth, under the earth. It's Jesus who got up with all power in his hand. And it's Jesus who's sustaining you and me right now. Right now, as we sit in Roanoke Salem Missionary Baptist Church, the first Sunday in April 2019, it's Jesus who's allowed us to be here. And he's the reason things are as well as they are. We owe him everything. Give him some praise. We owe him everything, church family. Listen, let me say this to the adults. Your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew,